A watchful volunteer mounts a stretch of beach near Queen's Park in Oak Bay, where fisheries officials hope a young elephant seal will just stay put. If he doesn't act up or go rogue, like he did on Sunday, April 28, Emerson can stay and finish his molt there, says Paul Cottrell, Marine Mammal Coordinator with Fisheries and Oceans Canada. Cottrell and Emerson go way back. Far further than his stay in Greater Victoria waters. Last year, this time of year, Emerson finished his catastrophic molt, not far from where he snoozed on Monday. Where he is currently is not the ideal spot because it's so busy, Cottrell told the Oak Bay News. The public is amazing, they all love Emerson and they're keeping their distance and being respectful. The roster of volunteers take turns offering information to passers-by and keeping an eye that Emerson doesn't wander into the street, as he did the day before. Beach Drive was closed for several hours before Oak Bay Police, much like their peers at Saanich Police a couple weeks earlier, helped DFO steer young Emerson back into the water Sunday. We may have to relocate him if he does that again. We'd prefer not to have to move him, but for his safety and the safety of the public. He's not a small animal, he's likely 500 pounds or so. He's very friendly for the most part, but dogs and small children, if he's startled, and of course cars, it's not a good mix, Cottrell said. If he behaves, we can let him finish his molt here. But I'm not sure that's going to happen. The foray into the street and subsequent return to the water did give Cottrell a chance to check out Emerson's skin. He figures the young seal is halfway through his molt, where their fur and top layer of skin comes off in large patches, with at least 2 weeks left. Related. Fisheries relocates famed elephant seal from Saanich to remote beach. A regular to the region, Emerson emerged at the Gorge waterway in March. There he played in traffic too frequently and DFO relocated him to Barkley Sound. Within days, he reappeared in Greater Victoria, and has been beach hopping since. He's been all over different beaches in Oak Bay and Victoria the past week and a half, 2 weeks. It's kind of like, it's not where's Waldo, it's where's Emerson. So that's been a challenge, said Cottrell. Of course we're following him with the volunteers, the caution tape to protect him and the public, but it is a challenge. We're hoping that he stays put here. He looks happy, but we'll see. And again, if he does get into trouble in terms of in a high traffic area, high people area, where he's in the neighborhood, we're going to relocate him if that happens again. It's happened before where a harbor seal was struck by a car and killed. We don't want that for Emerson and we don't want that for people driving, Cottrell said. While Emerson seems to seek out a crowd, this is the season of the elephant seal molt, and any could appear on beaches in the region. Anyone who sees an animal being harassed or injured, or an injured or sick animal exhibiting unusual behavior is asked to call the DFO 24-hour hotline at 1-800-465-4336. Related. Emerson's celebrity grows as the Victoria seal thwarts relocation efforts. Emerson, a juvenile elephant seal, rests on the beach in Oak Bay after a weekend jaunt across nearby Beach Drive. Fisheries and Oceans Canada hopes he can safely remain there, despite the busy atmosphere, until he finishes molting. Christine Van Riewick, news staff. Emerson, a juvenile elephant seal, rests on the beach in Oak Bay after a weekend jaunt across nearby Beach Drive. Fisheries and Oceans Canada hopes he can safely remain there, despite the busy atmosphere, until he finishes molting. Christine Van Riewick, news staff. Emerson, a juvenile elephant seal, rests on the beach in Oak Bay after a weekend jaunt across nearby Beach Drive. Fisheries and Oceans Canada hopes he can safely remain there, despite the busy atmosphere, until he finishes molting. Christine Van Riewick, news staff.